We'll continue on with today's post-race media availability with another driver who had quite a workout in the racetrack, and that's Tyler Reddick, driver of the number 42 BBR Chevrolet. And Tyler, second place finish, your first start here at Kansas Speedway. Please walk us through your race and how it ended up.
I thought we had a pretty good car. After qualifying, I wasn't the happiest with our balance that we had in practice. We were just one thing or the other. We never really could get somewhere in between where we needed to be. Our qualifying was great. It was nice to get the first pole. I was surprised that we even got the pole. I wasn't most confident in my lap. I didn't think it was very good, but Shiplett said it was a good lap, so I guess we got the pole, so that was nice. But got us up front when we needed to be. Gave us a chance to work on our car when some of the guys were a little bit better than us behind us. But we never really could make it any better. We just made it a little too loose in the beginning of that second stage, and it just put us behind a little bit. Lost a couple spots that ended up being the difference between being there and us trying to run the 20 down versus the 18. Just felt like that last run of the race used up my stuff trying to get by the 18. As William said, it was really hard to pass, and unfortunately, it was really hard to pass. Fun to run the top, but it stinks when you really can't pass anybody without almost wrecking your butt. Wrecking yourself in the other car. So, it's a shame. I think we had a good car. We just burned up trying to pass people. It was hard to do today.
Okay. We will open the floor for questions. If you raise your hand, we'll get a wireless mic to you. We will start with Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KentuckyTires.net, Performance Racing Network. Did you see what happened ahead of you with Jones and Bell? Notice anything?
Unfortunately, no. I was trying to keep, for a while there, Christopher was right in front of me. I was trying to work him over. I was going to get him loose a couple times and get by him, but I feel like I just burned my stuff up and maybe helped him get his car get a little better by adding some pressure to him. I feel like he wasn't running the top exactly the way he needed to, and when I got all over him, he kind of figured out what he needed to do, and when he did that, he drove away, so that kind of stunk. But I didn't get to see what happened. He got too far away, unfortunately, but I was just trying to run the 22 down. He looked like he was having problems. It looked like a right rear came apart or ran something over, but... It was chaos there at the end. I didn't know it was going to happen, and I was bouncing off the wall about every other lap. It seemed like we were just so tight. So actually, every time I hit the wall, our car was getting a little better. So I tried to hit it pretty hard a couple times. I feel like I flattened it out, and it got a little better, but it was still a little too tight for us. But fortunately, we couldn't win the race, but we had a lot of things go our way there at the end, and we ended up second.
Okay, we'll go up to the press box for a question.
No questions at the time.
Okay. Any additional questions down here in the deadline room? Well, Tyler, thanks for joining us today. Good luck.
Thank you.